Track 14.
Well, what can I say? I'm Italian. For us, good design is a way of life. Actually, for me, neither of these two slides is very beautiful, but the first certainly has a lot of power. I like the use of black and the panoramic photograph. Most important, it makes a point. One point, the key point, which is, look, the market for 3D eyewear is going to be huge. And that's all the audience needs to know. The rest the presenter can mention in support of their main point, but the audience doesn't need to see it.
Well, first of all, I think you have to ask, what is the purpose of the visual aid? The first slide is obviously trying to get your attention, and it does, but it doesn't tell you very much. In the Netherlands, we like to see a little more data, more figures. In the second slide, which is also quite attractive, I think, everything is itemized. And I actually prefer to see all the details while I'm listening to a presentation. I don't want to have questions in my mind when I'm trying to concentrate.
In Sweden, we also like to have all the necessary information. But that needn't mean bad design. The problem with the second slide is that it has too many bullet points and far too many words per line. An audience can't read and listen at the same time. The background makes it difficult to read too. The first slide is clever because it makes you wonder what the speaker's point is going to be. A good visual should make you think, wow, what's it going to tell us about this? A bad one just makes you think, I wish he'd just shut up and let me read.
In general, Japanese prefer simple design. So the first slide is the clear winner here. But I have to admit that many Japanese find it quite difficult to understand Western presenters. So, to be honest, the more information they can read, the better. The second slide may be a little dense, but it will be appreciated by a Japanese audience. As a speaker, it can also be useful to have more information on your slides to help you remember what to say. Use them as notes. But I suppose that's a bad thing. Your slides are supposed to be for your audience, not you.